the fundamental principle as a default should be to try as best as you possibly can to get the children back to school because of the known deleterious consequences when you keep them out of school. Psychologically, maybe even some children rely on school for school lunches and school breakfast. Also, the secondary downstream ripple effects that are negative impact on families who are going to have to really change so many things to take care of the children who are not in school. Having said that, the primary consideration should always be the safety, the health, and the welfare of the children and of the teachers. So depending on where you are, and you would know that from your local health officials and from the CDC guidelines, that there are some areas, cities, states, counties, where the level of infection is so low that you don't have to worry about doing anything different. There are some that are the yellow states, where the percentage of the people who are infected in that state is at a level, and you could just go to the CDC website and figure out where you are, where you should be doing maybe something different. Perhaps alternating classes on either alternating days, morning, afternoon, part online, part in person, perhaps doing things like separating physically the desks. Those are things you lead locally. But there are certain parts of the country where the level of infection is so high that it would not be prudent to bring the children back to school. The bottom line answer is you've got to be flexible depending upon where you are in the level of infection. And the way to find that out, you can go to the CDC and look at their website, and they'll give you some guidance.